POL. I mean, we could even weave into Pio's story his, you know, looking for a home and looking for a job, just like anyone else, everyone else almost. And how he specifically had some kind of interesting adventures in those two fields, moving so many times and getting strange jobs sometimes out of nowhere, and then getting fired out of nowhere, and going here and there, and homes, being thrown out of his home, and how many times standing there having no home. And he, had learned to feel compassion really for the homeless. And so he wanted, well, he didn't need anything more for himself. But for the good of the world, he wanted to create a foundation of several to do such things, help the homeless. Everyone should have a home, and everyone should have food to eat and have clothes on the body. Free basic clothes, free home, free food. Better giving that than money, which people use for all kinds of weird things. Yes, he had some ideas. They didn't discuss all these good ideas for society that they used to in the 70s. Not many people had just resigned. They had just, at least where he was, or as he would say, sunk in complacency, in a comfortable life, humdrum. Until they ran out of tobacco, meat and alcohol, and living in palaces. I looked around as he was walking at that moment in the upper class area of Stockholm, with big, costly villas where people were now preparing for the cozy Christmas time as usual. Well, they didn't even know that out there in the world, humans had never, according to the experts that you could see on alternative media, never before been as close to a nuclear war than now. A and that at the flick of a switch. All this comfort could be gone. The windows blown out of the houses, lights dark, some candles here and there, no electricity, cold, fires in the garden, improvised stoves indoors, people in survival mode. Maybe even with slim chances of survival, such as the people in Palestine. In Ukraine, maybe, and other places, Afghanistan, Iraq, all these proxy war candy stores that the big imperialist powers, colonialist powers, were routinely sucking out, taking over, as if it was an honorable an ethical purpose to simply defend our interests in other countries where we work. If you think about it, he shook his head while approaching the little local food store to buy some milk. Organic, high quality. Happy that he had access to that. Even in the middle of the city. And he hoped milk from cows who could live a full life, nicely taken care of. Their children being allowed to drink their mother's milk, and all of them feeding on fresh grass, free from poison. Yeah, we can do that if we all work together, he thought, and went into the shop.